A couple of stories of note about what happened over the weekend and what's happening today. Associated Press says several rallygoers reported to local officers that the shooter, the would-be assassin of Donald Trump, was acting suspiciously and pacing near magnetometers before the shooting took place. Officers then were told that the shooter was climbing a ladder. Officers searched for him, but were unable to find him before he made it to the roof. Butler County Sheriff Michael Sloop told AP that a local officer had climbed to the roof and encountered the man, who saw the officer and turned toward him just before the officer dropped down to safety. Moments later, the shot was fired. I can't believe that the police would have turned away from a situation like that. That's what the Butler County Sheriff is saying. And then you have the story of Judge Aileen Cannon, who has ruled that the appointment of a special prosecutor in the Trump documents case was inappropriate. It was unconstitutional. It wasn't approved or created by Congress, and the administration did not have the authority to appoint Jack Smith as special counsel. This is a mammoth triumph for Team Trump. Or at least for Donald Trump personally. He could still be elected no matter what the outcome of an election is, of the trial is, or a case is. Kelly Meyer is the Washington correspondent for News Nation. That's just what I'm looking at, Kelly. Welcome back to the show. Where are you today?
I am at the White House right now. Actually, we're just getting in. We are getting ready for a briefing that will be happening today where Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will be. He'll be at the White House podium with Karine Jean-Pierre. We'll have the opportunity to ask questions to try to get some clarity to just how something like this could happen that you were mentioning just in your lead up there. And I've also been talking with sources within the Secret Service and just even the Secret Service director themselves putting out a statement saying that former President Trump's detail obviously has been increased since the events of Saturday. But now that they are at the levels at this moment, nearly to what a current president's detail would look like. So nearly just at the same level as the current president is former President Trump's detail at this moment, obviously ramping that up. But there are going to be more questions. We heard from our sources in the House that a bipartisan group of House members of the Oversight Committee are going to be briefed by the Secret Service virtually tomorrow. And then there will be a hearing with the director of the Secret Service on Monday, they are hoping and telling me.
What do I know about any of this? But it would seem if there is a platform that has a line of sight to where the president would be, that needs to be secured, regardless of the distance, certainly at 150 yards. That must be the first. That's got to be the first question, right?
Yeah, and when I was talking with my Secret Service source, and I've attended many of these rallies, folks listening may have gone to a rally or at least see it on TV and know that a lot of former President Trump's rallies are outside. But the difference between the former president's detail and a current president is the length of that like secure circle perimeter around the stage. So what they're saying is that would have been maybe further out or further extended if this was the current president. So this was outdoors on those maps and graphics. If listeners have seen those being put out, You can see the perimeter where it was around the stage. And then this suspected shooter was just beyond that on a rooftop. So that was beyond the perimeter that they did secure. And in that perimeter that they secure, we know that they go through screenings. We know they check their bags. They check our gear. We actually set up our gear hours in advance, leave, they sweep it with Secret Service, and then we come back. So they do take steps to secure it, but it is what's outside of that perimeter and why it wasn't reviewed, even with the local law enforcement that was out at that perimeter. What I'm hearing is just a failure on both local law enforcement and the Secret Service, and that they really need to find out what exactly went wrong.
That notwithstanding, what is also remarkable to me is then how quickly one of the sharpshooters was able to locate that individual. Evidently, they didn't know he was there. And then almost instantly, what was the word they used over the weekend? Neutralized him, shot him. That did not take but a matter of seconds, right?
Right. And then when I was talking with sources within the Secret Service, it's just the point of the fact that that shot was even able to be made, yeah. that they weren't able to neutralize it before the shots were fired is the question. And that's what you're hearing Republicans and Democrats so angry about and wanting answers even tomorrow when they're not here in Washington, D.C. We know the RNC is happening this week, obviously. So a lot of members are there, but they will be briefed on this. There are a lot of people that want answers and are calling for the resignation of the Secret Service director themselves.
Do you know, is it, I've also heard it's possible that what hit the president wasn't a bullet, but shattered glass or whatever it is that he's speaking behind. Is that a bulletproof shield that the president stands in front of?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'd have to check and see if the teleprompters are also bulletproof. I'm not sure. I've seen those reportings that it could have been glass from that teleprompter. I don't know for sure. I know we have our team on the ground talking with eyewitnesses and those that were there. I have heard that as well. But I also have seen the reporting and the new interviews coming out with the former president saying that it felt like a bee sting or something whizzing by his ear when he felt it and then looked up and then felt the blood by his ear. Right. And then just talking about just how close this was. From all I can hear, all accounts, it seemed like it was a bullet, but I can't say for sure.
Almost doesn't matter. A bullet would have been that which initiated the contact. So if it was the bullet or debris from the bullet, it's still an assassin shooting at the president and nearly taking his life. Your colleague Leland Vittert said on our station this weekend that he believed the podium itself was bulletproof. But I wonder just how much protection there will be around the president in the future. He wasn't scheduled to speak today originally at the RNC, right?
Wasn't. No, and he was even thinking about taking a few days before even going. And then we saw him post on his True Social that he wasn't going to let a shooter and a would-be assassin try to stop him from going to the RNC. So we saw him make that, you know, triumphant flight to Milwaukee and meet with other Republicans. He did several interviews, made several phone calls yesterday. So he is there in Milwaukee going forward with the RNC. We are hearing that he is ripping up the speech that he had made for the last night of the RNC in the wake of what happened and now creating a brand new speech that will obviously pertain to what happened to him on Saturday night.
Failure by the Secret Service of historic proportions, and yet those individuals that were near him and they're now, as they know, bullets are raining down on them, pulling their bodies over him, just makes me want to cry. It gives me such pause to see the horrible situation those Secret Service officers on the ground are put in.
Absolutely. And just talking with the sources within the Secret Service now is they are just, you know, all hands on deck to be around the former president at this time and just reviewing every piece of footage and video coming in that they can and trying to get to the bottom of this. But it's certainly something no one ever wants to see happen. I covered so many of these rallies, and you think when you're there, and I've definitely had the thought, you know, as a reporter covering these outdoor events, it crosses your mind. But you know that you're safe with the Secret Service there and the security detail that they have. And for something like this to happen, it's just absolutely shocking.
Kelly Meyer is the Washington correspondent with questions to ask later today in our nation's capital. You'll see her on News Nation. As always, thank you, Kelly.
All right. Thank you so much.